That report noted cotton acres would be down, peanuts up, corn acreage down, while soybeans were expected to be up. But Jim Ewing, director of the Southern Region for the National Ag Statistics Service, knows the numbers they put out then could end up being quite different from what farmers actually plan.
The prospective planning, so that's a good look to see what folks are thinking as of March 1. But the producers in the markets themselves, they will look at that and say, well, geez, we may not plant that much. We may do something different. It just gives everyone an opportunity to take a second look at it before they actually commit to putting it in the ground.
He says their next big crop report will have a better handle on what actually has been planted.
Yes, our June acreage report, that comes out late June, and that's the one that will really nail down what the planted acres are for all the major commodities. We'll start that data collection June 1 and work on real hard for the first few weeks of June getting that together, putting those estimates together, and they'll be released end of June.
And Ewing says that is a report that many will be looking for.
Everyone picks that up and uses it and runs with it. All the associations, the legislators, the policymakers, the university folks, it's all valuable information. And it's all available free online at our website, www.nas.usda.gov.
That address again is just simply nas.usda.gov. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.